It's The Takeaway, and I'm Duarte Giraldino. I want you to meet Michelle Lent Hirsch.
I am in pain often, and I have to take a lot of medicine to stay alive and have to go to a lot of screenings and.
In 2010, Michelle had hip surgery. She was only 25 years old and fresh-faced. So when she tried to take an open disabled seat on a public bus in New York, people yelled at her. And they kept yelling even when she explained she'd just had hip surgery.
It's almost like people cannot reconcile a young woman's face with facts that that young woman is telling them. You know, I had surgery, or I have MS, I need this seat, I use a cane. Impossible to reconcile for a lot of people.
Michelle Lent Hirsch has a new book out called Invisible: How Young Women with Serious Health Issues Navigate Work, Relationships, and the Pressure to Seem Just Fine. She talked with Alexandra Boti about how her situation is more common than many people think. Young women sometimes have serious health problems like autoimmune disorders and cancer, which she faced. So Hirsch interviewed dozens of women to show people what it's like to be sick in a world that doesn't want to see you that way.
It seemed to me when I started to have health issues that there was this knowledge that I had in me from pop culture or from stories I'd heard that women who are sick are going to be left. And when I started to talk to people about it, unfortunately, I did hear some stories that confirmed that that does happen. And I also did some research and found some statistics that were quite staggering. For instance, one study found that in heterosexual married couples, so a man and a woman married to each other, where either the husband or the wife had a brain tumor, if the husband had a brain tumor, it didn't really necessarily show any change in what would happen in the marriage compared to like the average couple in America. And if the woman had a brain tumor, then the men were 10 times more likely to leave. That is not only, you know, upsetting to hear those statistics, but it's really upsetting when you're interviewing someone and it's happened to them.
You also write, and it's in the subtitle of your book, about pressures on young women to seem fine, to seem okay, to essentially accommodate people in their lives, to make them feel comfortable with their own illness.
Right. That was the other major thread that I found across all kinds of women who'd had all kinds of health issues, is the idea that we all felt we had to seem great, fine, chipper, no matter what was happening. There's a common phrase that, you know, people who've studied gender or just talk about feminist issues use, that women are taught to take up less space. But when you have a health issue, you necessarily sometimes have to take up a little more space if it's just going to the doctor a little extra or needing a little help, maybe getting out of a cab because you just had some surgery. And sometimes the most minor things feel like they might be a burden to someone else because we've been taught to not burden other people. There's this stereotype of women as the caretaker. So, oh no, if the caretaker's sick, what's going to happen, right? And, you know, my advice to people is just have empathy for the person who's saying, hey, my hip actually hurts too much to keep walking. I know we're having a great time, but do you mind if we hop on the bus for a minute? These things, again, are so minor, but I think that when we all are operating with this idea that young women don't get sick, then it's so hard for people to deal with it. They kind of freeze up.
One of the things that strikes me, too, is that if you are unwell, quickly the focus becomes, well, what does this mean for your ability to have children? And you write about in the book, that may not be the first question that women have or the first concern that young women have. It may just be, I want my pain to stop.
Right. There's a researcher who I interviewed who's at Hunter here in the CUNY system in New York. And she told me the story of a young woman who was diagnosed with leukemia. And leukemia, you have to treat very quickly. And there is not always time to deal with, well, what are we going to do if the woman, you know, has a uterus, has eggs, what are we going to do? How are we going to save her eggs? There may not be any time. You just have to save her life. But what happened is this young woman went into the doctor with her husband, her own parents, and her husband's parents. And the two sets of parents just kept telling the doctor, save her eggs, save her fertility, we want grandkids. And she's sitting there, this is the message that she's getting is not that these people care that I live to see next week. They haven't even asked her if she wants kids, right? So I think you're absolutely right that often the focus is on this thing that many people don't even want to begin with, and that really sort of makes the woman feel like, you know, your humanity and your experience and your pain and whether or not you're going to be okay, we think that's secondary to whether or not you can pump out a baby. And that's really a problem when it starts to influence the way doctors treat people as well.
I want to turn to concerns about the workplace and what young women face when they are building careers. Often women in their 20s and 30s are building careers. It's the beginning of a lifetime of working. And you actually talk about a woman in the book who sort of likens having a very serious medical issue as a young woman in the office to kind of almost another glass ceiling, a whole other layer to get through.
Yeah. So there's a woman I interviewed for the book named Brenda, and she has a neurological issue that has finally since been diagnosed. But actually, when I interviewed her, we didn't yet know what it was. We just knew that it was affecting her increasingly as the days went on. And she has a very high-profile job in D.C. And Brenda, who identifies as a young woman who's Latina, Jewish, and disabled, said, I'm a woman, and there's the glass ceiling because of that. But then on top of that, because I'm Latina, there's a wall now for me too that I have to get around or get through. And she said, and now that I'm disabled, it's as if there's an obstacle course on top of that. And because her neurological issue was affecting her speech, she said, it's as if now I have to sing an opera as well, even though I have a speech impediment. And she is incredibly successful. I mean, she is a young woman who, at a very young age, was the press secretary for the Joint Economic Committee of the U.S. Congress. This is someone who has worked extremely hard at a very young age. And she is still up against people not taking her seriously because suddenly maybe she has to use a cane or maybe her speech is not quite as clear.
Do you think that making these stories more visible, do you think that will make change here? What are you actually hoping concretely will happen?
Yeah, one thing that I really hope will happen is that we stop having this idea that a young person cannot be sick. You know, if you're sick, it's hard enough to have to try to pretend you're not sick. I know from experience, your job gets instantly harder. Your relationships instantly don't feel quite as real if you can't open up to people. And so I hope that a lot of people read this book who are not sick, because I think that we're missing empathy in a lot of these situations, just fundamental empathy. We're looking at people and saying, I read your face as young and feminine. I therefore don't believe you. And it's affecting people in all kinds of ways.
Michelle Lent Hirsch, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Michelle Lent Hirsch is a writer and editor. She's author of the new book, Invisible, How Young Women with Serious Health Issues Navigate Work, Relationships, and the Pressure to Seem Just Fine.
That was Takeaway producer Alexandra Boti there. You can find all parts of this series about women and health at thetakeaway.org/womenspain.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.